Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for Angela.
Tonight's guests are the soulful singers and the famous group Silk. This group has just finished performing at the Soul Food Festival, the Ken Folk Soul Food Festival Church, which is being held in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hello, gentlemen, and welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Ms. Butler? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Is this Jimmy?
This is Jimmy and Little G.
G and Little G. Okay. All right. So how are you doing tonight?
Doing all right. Doing just fine. How about you? How are you?
Okay. This is Jimmy and Little G. Is that what you said? Want to make sure I got the names right.
Jimmy and Little G.
Jimmy and Little G. Okay. Great. Now, Jimmy, you're the one I've been talking to the most. So I'm going to start with
yes,
you,
ma'am.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I was just telling the listeners in the introduction that you and the group Silk and you are on the Kids Folk Festival Tour in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was telling
yes.
them that you gentlemen had just got through performing not too long ago. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, you're right. We're doing a show with it's an old school soul food festival, and we're doing a show with Mint Condition, SOS Band, Confunction, Silk, and Angela Winbush.
Oh, that is great! Is it packed there? Are there a lot of people that there's crowds there?
Yes, ma'am. It's a nice crowd. Everybody eating soul food: ribs, chicken, fish, shrimp, macaroni and cheese. Baked beans is going down.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I wish I could be there. I really do.
Yes, it's really nice. And the weather's good.
Yeah.
It stormed out here last night, but the sun came out all day.
Oh, okay. That is great.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So are you going to perform again tonight? No. Are you always
nope,
going to perform
tonight,
again?
We're done for the night. We're just doing our interviews. And we're going to eat dinner after that.
Oh, you're going to eat dinner. What is your favorite food, Jimmy? And next, Little G,
like,
what is your favorite food?
What's your favorite food, Little G?
My favorite food, I would have to say, is greens and chicken. Chicken, any kind of way. Fried, sauteed. Smothered in gravy,
oh, yeah,
mushroom chicken. Yes, sir.
And my favorite food
okay.
is seafood. Seafood.
Seafood.
All kinds of seafood. Yeah, crab legs, oysters, baked fish, fried fish, coleslaw, rice, and gravy, seafood, and vegetables.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. Those are some of my favorite foods too. I'm probably
any food you eat.
Look, he said seafood. Any food you see, we like.
Okay. All right. So, Jimmy, the group Silk is very famous. I don't really think of the music from 80s, 90s, early 2000s as old school. I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, because some of your songs are classic and among many other groups. And to me, you know, classics like Freak Me, Please Don't Go from the Lose Control album, I mean, that really is what puts you gentlemen over the top, because the voices that you have, the songs, the lyrics, I mean, they're beautiful.
That's nice that you said that about Please Don't Go, because Little G wrote and produced that for the group, and Kmar Braxton co-starred singing with us on that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So what have you gentlemen been doing for, like, the last 5 or 6 years? I mean, because, like I said, I don't consider you old school. I don't consider any of the groups old school, because the music that the groups and singers made in the 90s and early 2000s that became hits, other musicians are still probably wanting to sample them. You know what I'm saying? Of course, they have to get permission to do that, but that's why I don't consider it old school.
We've been touring like the Temptations for the last 5 years. We've been touring for the last 5 years, and we've been working in the studio for the last year. And we've been touring and in the studio for the last year, and touring for the last 5 years. So we just finished up an album, and we're asking all our fans to go on Twitter, which is our Silk Fans, F-A-N-S, and our Facebook, Silk Fans, F-A-N-S. And just find out what's going on the social sites, and that's how you can catch up with us fastest. And this summer we're going to be releasing our single going into an album.
Oh, that is great. That is great. So you're going to be releasing this summer single. Do you have a title for your album?
No, we don't have a title for the album yet.
Okay. All right. Okay, do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about the album? Is it going to be reminiscent of the past albums, or is it going to be a little different? I mean, could you tell anything about it?
It's going to have all the reminiscences, you know, of Silk as the core, as from what they remember us from, but it's definitely going to have a few more additives to it, and it's going to show the grown and sexy side, you know that we've grown, and it's gonna let people get more into our lives. You know, people always want to know what's going on with you. So through our music, you know, rather than it being like on a reality show or something like that, you know, we're just gonna give it a real raw Silk in this new album.
Okay, all right, adult music.
Okay.
Not old school, but adult music.
Hold on, I gotta get my plate. I'm sorry, Glenn. The outside of the cook calling, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. But like I was saying, that's not old school, that's adult music.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
For grown people.
Yes,
your
ma'am.
Music is. Your songs are. Okay. So you have a album single that will be coming out this summer, and you were talking about it. So
yes,
I'm going to go a little bit back in time. If you remember Jason's lyric film soundtrack.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do remember the Jason lyric soundtrack.
Okay,
it was a blessing to be on that soundtrack.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Black Men United on the track, You Will Know for More, but from the movie.
Yes, ma'am.
And everything.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do.
That, Jason's lyric, was that not Will Smith, the actor, Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, was she not in that film?
Yes, she was.
Yes, she was. Yes. Yes, she was. That was that film, I have here. Yes. So besides 20 years and working on a current
Okay, go ahead, I'm listening.
Since you've been touring for the last 5 years with the Temptations and you're working on a new CD, what else is going on in the last 5 years besides, well, the last 10, let's say? What have you just
been
doing?
We've been enterprising. We've been going into business and investing and doing a whole lot of inside things to have money coming in and flowing and trying to grow outside the music business. One day when we retire, it just won't be all about the music business.
Okay. All right.
And then the guys have, and some of the guys have kids, so they spend a lot of time coaching their kids' baseball teams and basketball teams. And just a lot
that
of personal things. Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. That's great. That is great. So you're working with the kids, the younger people. Okay, well, that is good. That is good.
Yes, ma'am.
So
yes, ma'am.
What do you think of the new groups?
Say it again?
What do you think of the newer groups, or rather the newer music? Like I said, don't consider
anything.
I
love it.
I love
the new generation because... Nelson, I love the new generation's music and the new group's music because they're the next generation like we were once before. And so we just get behind the acts that we like, we just support.
Okay. All right. That is great. Even though hip-hop is probably, you didn't start way back then with Ron DMC and all those groups. What do you think? What do you think of what used to be called rap as hip hop? What do you think about that style?
You said, what do we think about the hip hop generation?
Today, yes.
Oh, it's the most dominant music today. It's the most dominant music today, and it's because hip hop represents jazz, pop, R&B, rock, and it represents all the genres of music. So that's why hip hop is so popular and so dominant. And
yes.
You could take a jazz song and put a rapper on any type of song that's out, even country songs now. So that makes hip-hop a more dominant era in music. And, you know, hip-hop started in New York where people were selling out their trunks 40, 50 years ago, and it even wasn't a category of music called hip-hop. It was called rap. So... once they had a chance to break the scene and get into the music industry in a legitimate way like they are now, it becomes its own category, and now every genre of music represents and relates to hip-hop.
Okay, all right. So is there anyone performing now, or has everyone took a break?
Angela Wimbush just came off stage. Everybody's jamming to Michael Jackson with the DJ, and the next band up is Mint Condition.
Mint Condition. All right.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So you guys
uh-huh.
have finished for tonight. Okay. All right.
Yes,
so what are you going to do tonight? I mean, I know tomorrow is Mother's Day. I don't know if either one of you are married, Little G and Jimmy, but what's your plans for tonight and Mother's Day?
Well, tonight we're going to party. We're going to party with the people for about another hour and a half. Then we're going to fly home in the morning and go home for Mother's Day and spend Mother's Day with our families.
That is great. That is great.
Yeah, so we'll be home in the morning between now and 9 a.m. and everybody will be home before lunch, just in time to eat dinner and lunch and everything and celebrate there with their families. We wanted to make sure we got home for Mother's Day because most of the time we're working on Mother's Day. So we will be doing a show out of town somewhere, but we're off this Sunday. And it's a blessing because everybody is excited about going home.
Okay. All right. So you're very hard working. Very hard working. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell. You never really stop. Doesn't sound like anyway.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that is great. So I'm going to take a little break, perhaps give you time to fix your dinner, and then we're going to come back and finish up the interview. Is that okay, little G and Jimmy?
Yes, that is.
Okay, with you two gentlemen? Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Members of the group SILK, Jimmy and Little G. Listeners, I want to tell you a little something about the Wright Foundation. The Wright Foundation is a local charity providing emergency assistance to families in crisis. They are providing a hand up, not hand out, to help families who are responding to a crisis, homeless or at risk of homelessness, quickly regain self-sustainability. If you wish to make a difference in this community and save a family from homelessness, support the Wright Foundation and their faith partners by visiting the website for ways you can help and make a donation today at www.thewrightfoundation.com. So listen, if any of you are able or have an inclination to want to do that, go ahead and visit the website at www.thewrightfoundation.com. And Wright is spelled W-R-I-G-H-T. All right. Little D, are you still there?
This is it's just Jimmy now. The rest of the guys are doing pictures while I finish the interview,
because
there were fans waiting to do pictures.
We only got about 9 more minutes, okay?
Okay.
So are you gentlemen going to be doing any films in the future?
Well, actually, we're writing our own scripts, and we're going to do our own play production, like Tyler Perry. He's one of our idols, and Little G acted in one of Tyler Perry plays, and his stage plays. And we basically wanted to do that. So we've been writing scripts for stage plays. And between now and 2015, we're going to be putting up plays.
That is great.
Thank you. So
you said Lil G was in one of Mr. Perry's films. Was it? Did he play AJ in Madea's family reunion? I believe that I believe Little G played, made his stage debut in 2002. He played AJ in Tyler Perry's film, Madea's Family Reunion. Okay,
yes.
So you said you're inspired by Tyler Perry. That is great. What is one of your plays kind of going to be about? You said you were writing them, so have you got a name for it? Or is there a
the first play that we plan to promote is Every Good Man Ain't Gone, and I can't tell you the whole script without giving away the story, but the title speaks for itself.
Yes, it does. Every Good Man Ain't Gone. Okay, that is great.
Yeah.
That is so wonderful. So are you already getting ready to make videos or have you made videos for your upcoming album?
We'll be making some videos between now and the next few weeks.
In the next few weeks? Okay. Will they be on BET or any MTV or any of those?
We're basically working on the stage play. That's our next big opportunity.
Okay. Right.
The stage plays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Green, whatever that is. That green lemonade. Yeah. So we're working on our stage play, and we're working on touring this summer. We just finished up the album, and that's our plan. Other than some other personal investments that we're making with other people we know.
Okay, that is great. So you're more
it's
than
blessing.
Just artist.
We're growing into the, yes, ma'am, we're growing. We're not saying we're going to retire, but you just never know. So you have to plan your investments as if one day this could stop. And, you know, you have to send your investments and turn your investments over to your kids and family. So we wanted to have something to leave.
Yes, I understand that. That's a great thing because in the past it's been that artists did not always invest, and some of them ended up broke. And it's always, you know, that's tragic when that happens, but you guys are smart. The group still is obviously smart. So, you know, that should be no problem for your family, are you?
That it's a blessing to be around people that's telling us these things to do and to do it now while we still have the time. And that's why the last year and a half we've been focused on writing scripts, writing plays, getting publishing deals for these scripts to be published, and we hope to turn our life story into a book as well.
That is great. That is great. So back to the tour on the Kinsfolk Festival tour.
The Kinsfolk Soul Food Festival tour.
Yeah,
soulfoodfestival.com. Yeah, soulfoodfestival.com. You can go and look it up.
Soulfoodfestival.com. Yes, you can. I have that on Facebook, too, on
Beautiful.
My page. So what will you be performing next? Or is this your last
We'll be in Atlanta. We'll be in Chicago June the 6th, Atlanta June the 7th is the next two shows.
Next two shows? Okay, Atlanta.
Yep.
Atlanta's not that far from me, even though I'm in Florida. Okay.
Yeah, Atlanta and Chicago in June. We can't wait. It's our first show at home this year, so we're excited about it.
You live in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Oh, that is great. I know people from Atlanta. It's really a great city to me. Yeah. Great place. So the group is working on an autobiography. I will start to work on one. That's great. I think that's wonderful.
It's a blessing.
Tonight,
I tell you, we just stay prayerful and we stay, you know, stay faithful and we stay loyal to each other and we just try to keep it moving and be, you know, just be true and we be real with each other. We don't lie to each other as far as what's going on in life. And what's been good about being in the group is if I'm not doing well about something and I'm off my game, so to speak, one of the guys or two of the guys will pull me to the side and say, hey, man, you need to tighten up. We can't have that. And that just been a blessing for me or anybody in the group because it helps us to stay focused on our life. We don't get in trouble. And we've just been blessed to be okay.
All right.
And
that's
we love to sing.
That. Yes, it shows. Okay, do you have, in 2006, I'm reading about the group, and it says you returned with a release on an album called, it was your sixth release in 2006 called Always and Forever.
Yes.
And the song
One of my favorite
Adore,
records.
And this, one of the songs was Adore, it was written by Prince, am I right?
Right, yes ma'am.
So is that Prince that I think it is? I mean, Prince.
Yeah, Prince, Adore, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened
okay.
was what happened was we had a chance to do a remake album, meaning that we to do songs that we grew up on listening to when we were young. And when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, you know, Prince and The Time, those acts was like the biggest acts we knew. So
yes.
we had a chance to remake one of Prince's songs and remake Quincy Jones' song and a few other songs we had a chance to remake.
Okay. All right. So Quincy Jones, I believe that was the song Secret Garden.
Yes, ma'am. Secret Garden, yes.
Oh, that. Okay. Are the crowds of people still jamming to Michael Jackson or who are they listening to?
Oh, they're listening to the blues now.
Oh, okay.
They're listening to the blues. Yeah.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear that beat.
So he got his money, he got his wishes.
He got his money and his wishes.
Yeah.
That is great. So I
and
finally
cool
got
down. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just going to say that I finally got you the group on the show. It wasn't the complete group, but it was you. And I've been after this for a while to do a show with you gentlemen, and I'm so glad that you, Jimmy, came out, and of course, Little D. And I really appreciate, and I'm sure millions of other people do, appreciate your romantic songs and the beautiful male voices. Millions of other people do. So I look forward to hearing more about Silk in the future. And I just know you guys are going to be around for a lot longer.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Butler. We'll definitely call you and hope to have another interview with you in a few weeks when we get ready to release our single. We can introduce the single and we can send you a copy of it as well for your fan, for your station, and we appreciate all your support.
Okay, I would appreciate if you send it by mail, however you decide to send it, email or whatever. But especially if you send it by mail, I want an autographed copy.
Well, we could do both. We'll email you the song immediately when it's done, well, when it's approved to be sent out, and we'll mail you a copy signed. Then we'll do both. We'll take
care
of you.
Okay, that is great. All right. So I guess this is about going to end the interview. I just want to thank you again for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. And I also
want to thank
especially J-Rock of the hip-hop group Camp Hustle, and also Antoine Payne, the CEO of Music Entertainment. Yeah, J-Rock.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And,
yeah.
and also Mario Freeman of Camp Hustle and all the members of Silk. And I'd like to shout out the Key Sweat, Mint Condition, SOS Band, Confunction, about to go on next after Mint Condition. It's just a lot of friends I've had a chance to make, so I just want to thank all my friends that support me.
Okay, and thank you. Thank you again for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to having you back and hearing from you.
Okay, I'll be calling you this week.
Okay, well, that's great. I look forward to talking to you about your upcoming CD that's going to be released.
Yes, ma'am. All
right,
you have
a
good
night.
Night
and try not to eat too much food.
I'll run over to the autograph session, so I'll see you later.
All right. Good night.
All right, bye-bye. Good night. Bye.
Bye. All right, listeners, you've been listening to Jimmy from the group Silk. You've also... Little G has been on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I want to talk to you again about the Wright Foundation. The Wright Foundation is a local charity providing emergency assistance to families in crisis. They are providing a hand up, not hand out, to help families who are responding to a crisis, homelessness, or at risk of homelessness, quickly regain self-sustainability. If you wish to make a difference in this community and save a family from homelessness, support the Wright Foundation and their faith partners by visiting the website for ways you can help and make a donation today at, again, this is the website again, www.thewright is spelled W-R-I-G-H-T, Foundation, SilkAsTheDirect.com. And again, if any of you are interested in making a donation or able to make a donation, it would very much be appreciated by the Wright Foundation. And listeners, you have been listening to the again to the group, to two of the members of Silk, Jimmy and Little G. So that's going to conclude the show. I thank you all for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I look forward to doing the show again either tomorrow night or later on the week. But usually I want to tell you Show Talk is on, Show Talk with Angela Butler is on 7 days a week normally, unless I have to take a break for another. So thank you all for listening, and to everyone that's a mother, happy Mother's Day for Sunday. Good night, everyone.